Hey everyone, you are listening to Beyond the Ring podcast. I am Tejas and welcome to the Extreme Rules 2021 predictions. And guys, so taking a look at this card, I feel that this is going to be a great pay-per-view because WWE, ever since the Thunderdome era, hasn't been like a bad pay-per-view or something. I felt like pretty much they have been having a good show that they had laid out. So, and this card looks very focused, yet the one thing that I felt like a bummer is that they didn't have the Extreme Rules stipulation that much, like last man standing, chairs match or something that we haven't like confirmed. The only match that have the Extreme Rules stipulation is so-called is for the Universal Championship match. So that's the only match that we have. So maybe we could see any other match. I highly doubt any Raw matches getting any Extreme Rules stipulation, but I do expect kinda. We shouldn't be surprised that if they don't have any kind of stipulation. So I think that this is going to be the card. Probably 99% or something. I could say that. And taking a look at this. Card actually, and predicting the card actually, and we have the first match. I am starting from the bottom, that is Liv Morgan versus Carmella. This is a quick rivalry that they have that they actually confirmed last week on SmackDown, and I wasn't very interested into this, but yet they actually gave Liv Morgan an opportunity, and that fans have been clamoring about, and she didn't got the title opportunity, but she is in the pay-per-view. Like you have six matches and you are on the pay-per-view, so that's a great thing that WWE actually did. And putting against Carmella, I mean, she's a very good heel, that I think. And I think so. Liv Morgan getting the victory is the right decision, and that's the way you should go. Simple babyface booking heels. Heels have been, I mean, heel getting beat up, and that's the storyline that's going on. So my prediction is Liv Morgan. Nothing to say much about this match. We go to the next match, United States Championship match. So for how many pay-per-views long, I don't know. United States Championship is on to the pay-per-view, so because we haven't seen US Championship. I mean, IC title as well, because yeah, and still we don't have IC title. Anyways, we have US title. Damian Priest versus Sheamus and we have Jeff Hardy as well into that mix. So we had that confirmed where Jeff Hardy beat Sheamus this week's Raw, and he was being added to this match. So. I think so. Damian Priest is the result that WWE would go. That's a simple prediction that I could go, but we couldn't like be shocked or something if the title changes. It's very highly unlikely that they are going with Sheamus, because I highly predict that Sheamus is going to SmackDown. So yeah, so I think so. He would be going to SmackDown. So then we have Jeff Hardy, and Jeff Hardy maybe he would be like working over the other guys that he was doing, and they just gave Jeff Hardy an opportunity, and this is not gonna be like fans kind of expected that maybe he could be pushed or something. So I don't think so. So Damian Priest retaining the championship is the way to go, I think so. But this match would be a very fun match. I'm very looking forward to this match, and three of the performers are very, very good in the ring, and they just mesh it up with each other very, very well, and that we have seen in multiple matches. So my prediction goes for Damian Priest, the Archer of Infamy. And we have the SmackDown Tag Team Championship match, the Street Profits versus the Usos. And looking into this, I would say that it's fairly very simple to predict this match, as I don't think so the Bloodline are gonna look like a weak weak, like they are not going to have a weak link, like the to create a loss to the Usos. So I think, though, I think that Usos will be getting the victory anyhow possible, and we may get Street Profits getting drafted to Monday Night Raw post this, because they haven't much done about. I mean, they have, they had. Had a small kind of reign, I think so, last year for the tag team championship, and then they actually were one of the member was injured as well, and then we had the Usos dominating the scene for well over a year after that. Yeah, well over a year, you can say 8 to 9 months, pretty much. So I think so, Usos. Would be getting the victory here, and Usos is my prediction. They would retain the SmackDown Tag Team Championship. We get to the next match, SmackDown Women's Championship match, Bianca Belair versus Becky Lynch. Becky Lynch is the champion right now, so I think so. Bianca Belair maybe could get the victory, maybe. But I am going with Becky Lynch here, because I don't see Becky Lynch losing the title to Bianca Belair, because if they are dumb, they can do it, because WWE have done strange decisions before as well. But I don't think so. Bianca Belair has that status that she had, that she actually built up from WrestleMania to SummerSlam. That's not the momentum that she's going up with. Maybe she should have a fresh start. I would say fresh challengers, because pretty much she has been faced all the women's in the main women's in the SmackDown roster. So I guess that Becky Lynch is gonna be the star leading the SmackDown Women's Championship picture, and she brings rating and she cuts promo very well, and her character is really working the way up. So really, they have the continuity factor. They could have a good character out of Becky Lynch. That could be a nice to see. And yeah, so probably to develop Becky Lynch to the way up to the top again, into the established women's champion. I think so, Becky Lynch should retain the championship, and Bianca Belair would be getting drafted to Monday Night Raw. So we get to the next match, Raw Women's Championship match, Alexa Bliss versus Charlotte Flair. I would say that this is the rivalry that I'm very more interested in than Becky Lynch versus Bianca Belair. And I'm glad that the two Women's Championship match is on the pay-per-view card. Like we always see one of the Women's Championship only defended in the pay-per-view. This time it's different. This time it's fairly very different. Like we have Women's Championship, we have United States Championship. So yeah, anyways, the only thing missing that have said is the stipulation. They didn't have anything. They could have gone something like horror type that Alexa Bliss gimmick is all about, but yeah, they could have done anything like that. But I think so, they want to produce a great wrestling show. That's why they actually are doing it. Alexa Bliss versus Charlotte Flair. I think so, Charlotte Flair would be sticking to the Raw Women's title picture. And it's not like because Alexa Bliss would be drafted to SmackDown. I don't think so, Alexa Bliss is getting drafted to SmackDown. She is probably going to be stick with Monday Night Raw, I guess. And maybe we could get this rivalry continued as well into the crown jewel, maybe. But fairly, I would say Flair would get the victory, but you cannot rule out, because Alexa Bliss, all the mind games that she has. So maybe we could get a title change, and then the title getting defended in one of the Raw episode or something, just to have that show, that week's Raw show, a big kind of thing. So maybe you could get that, but there's no point just changing over the title. Like, yeah, that's not the booking that you should go. So I would say that Charlotte Flair should retain the championship. So till now, all the champions are getting, are retaining this championship, and that's my prediction. And we get to the final main event, Universal Championship match, Finn Balor versus Roman Reigns. And we don't have the WWE Championship, and yeah, and we didn't have, I don't know if they, if, because I thought about maybe we could get like Biggie versus Lashley, but I don't know what why they didn't do that. But this match isn't confirmed right now as of I look into the WWE official page. So we have the Universal Championship match, Demon King Finn Balor versus Roman Reigns. First of all, I don't see what is the point Demon they actually bring up Demon King, and I don't see Demon King standing a chance against Roman Reigns because of the how the character has been evolved, of the Reigns character has been evolved, because he has a great banger of a match, a triple threat match in this week's Raw show, and that's kind of overshadowing the whole rivalry and the Brock Lesnar thing that they are teasing it, and they have confirmed it as well for the Crown Jewel pay-per-view. So they didn't even sell it like maybe we could get Finn Balor versus Brock Lesnar, like convincingly. Yeah, that's what I want to say. So Finn Balor versus Roman Reigns, I mean Demon King Finn Balor, Demon King getting defeated is very sad to look, because this is one of the kind of a dark character that WWE has been saving and has had, because the Fiend is gone, the only character is this. So probably they're gonna ruin this as well. Maybe Demon King is going to be defeated by Roman Reigns, I think so. And I don't see Roman Reigns getting defeated in Extreme Rules kind of pay-per-view, because it's not a high caliber pay-per-view like Survivor Series, Royal Rumble or WrestleMania or something, SummerSlam or something. And he have defeated John Cena and he's coming with that momentum, and based on that booking, I don't think so. Demon King is going to win the championship Universal, but if it happens, it would be the most shocking element that WWE pulled ever, I would say, because that's going to be the first defeat of Roman Reigns, and he's going to not only the first defeat, he's not going to be the Universal Champion anymore then. So it's very highly unlikely that Finn Balor is going to, Demon King is going to get the victory. I would say Roman Reigns is going to be going to get the job done. Maybe we could say this, the possible plans that I look, maybe we could see Brock Lesnar interfering, and maybe we could see Seth Rollins as well getting interfered, but then we have Seth Rollins with Edge program that they are, so that's kind of, I don't think so they would do, because that would kind of create a convoluted situation. But anyway, that's a very rare possibility, I think so. But Brock Lesnar thing is the one, or maybe Heyman actually betraying Reigns, that would be as well. Anyways, that would have to be then angle played out like Balor should win then. The one thing is very, very obvious kind of thing that I think, that is Brock Lesnar is gonna appear at Extreme Rules, and probably he may attack Finn Balor or Roman Reigns or both of them, because it's an Extreme Rules match, and I have no doubt this is going to be very great match, and the Demon character is very enraged character, and he could pull out this match very, very well, using the furnitures very, very well, and and he could have a very good baby face sympathy as well, because he embodies like that. So I think so, quite a lot of things that I've said, but still I think that Roman Reigns is going to retain the Universal Championship. Tell me your thoughts on this Extreme Rules 2021 card, guys, and I would like to know your thoughts and predictions, and I will see you guys in the next one. Until then, be safe, stay energetic. Probably this is going to be a great show, that I'm certainly thinking. So guys, I will see you guys in the next one. Peace.